Don't get lost in the waves of change.
190 pages, tens of hours of lawyers. One takeaway today is you now put on your listing agent hat when you meet with a buyer and you treat him the same way. So that's what you need to take away.
KGCI Real Estate on Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
It's a consultation and a strategy. When you think of how people need to buy a home in this market, it takes great strategy. So why not strategize with that buyer? They need your help more than ever.
Depend on KGCI Real Estate on Air.
Welcome to the Real Estate Fight Club, a podcast for agents where you'll witness a battle of opinions about topics affecting your real estate business. There are many ways for agents to achieve success. The secret is to find which approach will work for you. Now, always in your corner, here are your hosts, Jen Mertland and Monica Weekly.
Welcome to another episode of Real Estate Fight Club. What's up, Jay Mart?
Monica, I am pumped for this one.
I know. Honestly, maybe of some of the last, 176 episodes we've done, I bet our listeners are going to get a real shift in their thinking about YouTube and actually some nuggets that they can put into play right now. Because anybody can do this, right? We're going to find out from our fabulous guest here today in a second. So today, Jen and I have the honor of having Levi Lassick with us, the classic Lassick. this is a real honor because his schedule is super tight. And we're just glad you made time for us, Levi. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thanks, Levi. So today you are like the YouTube master generating leads on YouTube. And we are happy to hear your top three tips for generating those leads. But can you first, I want to just do a quick introduction. You're at eXp Realty as a real estate agent. Your team is called the Living in Dallas, Texas team. Can you give us a broad overview of like your business as it relates to generating leads on YouTube? And then can we go into some of the tips?
Of course. Absolutely. So we released the first YouTube video on December 5th of 2020, which is basically whenever
COVID.
We started our real estate career. So Travis, my business partner, also got licensed in December of 2020. And
you guys are baby realtors.
Yeah, we are. We just hit our 2-year anniversary. So
happy anniversary.
I didn't know that. That makes this whole thing even more like attainable for people.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love this. Okay, good.
Yep. So, and here's the stats. Of course, starting in December of 2020, we sold zero homes in 2020. We sold zero homes in Q1 of 2021. And so it took us 90 days to get the first deal under contract from YouTube. And we ended up closing the first two transactions in April of 2021. Now, the last 9 months of 2021, we closed 64 transactions, $33.5 million in volume. And hit right at $1,006,000 in commissions. Now look at 2022. It's been a complete snowball. So 2022 is our second full year in real estate. And we are projecting right now with everything in place, because this is December of 2022, we will close right at $99.1 million in volume, 188 transactions, just at $2.8 million in GCL.
I mean, who doesn't want to go from like two or zero transactions to almost 200 in years?
Hey, wait though, Jen, if somebody is right now listening and is like, I am not interested in doing 60 deals, I'm not, refer it out, or guess what? You might not have to work as hard as they do, and you could do 20 deals. It's fine.
Well, you know, that was actually my goal. I mean, I thought if I could just refer out 2 to 4 deals per month and at a 50% referral, because I figured, well, if I give somebody volume or more than one deal in a month, I could probably get a 50-50 split, because
Levi.
Yeah.
The same. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that was just kind of like the goal. I was like, look, I was just here to kind of make a steady Eddie living. I thought I didn't want to cold call and door knock and try to brand myself through postcards and magazine ads. And so I just thought, I can make some videos. I can talk about Dallas. Let me try that out. I'll refer business to a couple of agents. And it was really whenever the first client started coming in, that's whenever I really met Travis. And we started to work together, and it was really Travis' ambition to really go hard, big, and fast. And so he was like, look, he goes, I want to sell 100 homes in a year. And I was, yes. I was like, man, I'll just 24 or 36 would be cool for me. And I was just, okay, well, we'll see. And so because he wanted to do more, it allowed me to start producing more content. And that's what just started generating more business. Cause he literally said, look, let me handle the transactions. If you want to keep doing videos, because he didn't want to do videos, right. Then I was like, okay, sounds like a cool deal. And that's what we started doing. And then it just started growing and growing and growing. And it got to the point to where within our first year, we had to bring on a buyer's agent, because once Travis hit like 10 to 12 transactions in 1 month himself, he was like, dude, I can't handle anymore.
Right.
You know, so you have to make that decision. If you start to grow, what do you want to do? Do you want to refer it out? Do you want to bring on a buyer's agent? Do you want to start a team? I never started with those ambitions, mm-hmm. but we did not want to leave any money on the table. And right. so it, for us, it was like, well, we're going to start a team. Now, we didn't expect to have a big team. Just started with one buyer's agent. Then we had to bring on a second one because that one started getting busy. And then by January of 2022, we had 10 agents on the team. And then that's what we closed.
Awesome.
Yeah, we just started. I mean, we were doing a deal a day in the first quarter. And so if we hadn't had those 10 people in place, we would have left so much business on the table. And I'm very happy because I've gotten a referral fee on every single one of those transactions, but I've actually never opened one of those doors.
That's
amazing.
Can
I ask you, Levi, were you comfortable in front of video from the get-go? What was your positioning with the video?
So I've been in sales for 20 years, but belly to belly, face to face. So I've never had a problem selling. I think I was not afraid of the camera. I think what I had to get used to was selling to a camera or speaking to a camera or having a conversation. I was used to interacting with people, kind of touching and feeling without touching and feeling, right?
Noticing. Don't be creepy. Don't trip on them.
So it was, you know, people interrupt you. They ask questions. Mm-hmm. They have concerns. They have objections.
Body language.
All this stuff you can read and adapt and adjust. And it's fun. It's interactive. And I always love that. But also what I realized was every day I went home, I had to start over the next day. Because my conversations lived and died with that one person. And so it was never scalable for me as an individual. So as I made that move into real estate, that was the one thing I told myself. I said, okay, first of all, I don't want to get in that one-to-one scenario anymore.
Well, that's like how you get on the roller coaster and it's like up, down, up, down, up, down. And it's like nauseating, right? When you have that one-to-one stuff. Yeah. Okay. This is great. Are you listening, people?
Can we pause here and make sure they know where to go to check out what we're talking about here? Because what's interesting, Levi, is that you didn't do the Levi Lasik YouTube channel, Realtor Levi channel. You didn't do that, right? And talk a little bit about the name of the channel and why you chose that and why that was a smart move and why agents should mimic that.
Well, instead of getting into real estate and then trying to figure out a plan, I decided to figure out a plan and then I felt comfortable getting into real estate. So the thing was, is I did research over the summer of 2020. So actually previously I had a financial services business where I worked with all the teachers at Dallas ISD on their retirement planning. Well, all the schools shut down in April of 2020 and my business literally shut down overnight. And so over the summer of 2020, I thought, how do I pivot? How do I transition? I didn't know when schools were going to open back up. I didn't know when the world was going to open back up. But I started to see real estate start to grow. That was like the only industry other than online shopping for toilet paper that was growing. So, you know,
hashtag essential.
Yeah. And actually, you know, the funny thing is I've known Michael Reese for 20 years and Michael Reese has been trying to get me into real estate for 20 years. I just never wanted to be a real estate agent. So over the summer 2020, I just did some research and I knew if I wanted to gain any reach quickly with the least amount of money, it would be through social media, but I didn't really like social media. You know, I'm at that 40-year-old age range and above where we have that love-hate relationship. We didn't grow up with it. It wasn't there in high school or college. And then, you know, we thought it's just people posting their lunch and stupid cat videos. So I was kind of like, when I dug into YouTube, which that was my last choice, I started to research and I figured out YouTube's a search engine. Okay. And so, therefore, you can actually go into Google and YouTube and figure out what people are searching for on those platforms. And people are searching for information about homes. And those are intentional buyers and sellers. They're in the process. They're mm-hmm. trying to make buying and selling decisions at mm-hmm. that moment. Mm-hmm. And so, plus, I knew they were looking for information on Dallas. I didn't know anything about being an agent, but I know everything about Dallas. So I thought, well, if I can make content about Dallas and just educate them on the areas and the neighborhoods and suburbs, maybe I can attract people and they'll never know that I'm a brand new agent because they'll think I'm so experienced in the area. It'll just look like, you know,
great
know
perspective. Yeah.
And so, yeah. And so that's how that kind of came up. And so naming the channel, what I realized was that I was nobody. I had no brand, no reach. Nobody knew who I was. Nobody was, if you did the search volume then for Levi Lassick, zero, you know, so I thought, okay, well, why not name it a search term? Because then I could give my channel more exposure. And so I just started playing around with things about Dallas, Texas, moving to Dallas, Texas, relocating to Dallas, Dallas, Texas, living in Dallas, Texas. Living in Dallas, Texas actually came up with the highest search results. So it's kind of like, okay, well, I'll name it that. And that was it.
Boom. That's it.
Smart, because to your point, nobody was coming to look for you.
Right. Exactly. You. Yeah.
So you've built this whole channel on the idea of just providing information about Dallas. And then of course, real estate, as you got more into it, and nowhere when you go to it, does it say your name? Is that right? Or at least not obviously, correct?
Not obviously. Right. Yeah. I mean, I introduce myself in the video, but I still don't start out saying, hey, I'm a real estate agent. I never really say I'm a real estate agent. I just say, if you're thinking about making a move, give me a call, shoot me a text, send me an email. And so that, I think real estate agent, my disclaimers, my IABS, all that's in the description of the video. So, you know, and what's interesting is my IABS form, I track those clicks. It's got thousands of clicks. So people are going in the description of my YouTube videos and clicking on that IABS form to make sure I'm a real person, a real agent.
Right. What's IABS? What's that stand for?
Information about brokerage services, at least in Texas.
Like the compliance aspect. Yeah.
Yeah, you're supposed, and you have to post that in the consumer protection notice, you know, basically on your marketing or emails. You're supposed to provide that at your first interaction or communication with the client. So for me, if I'm marketing myself in a way, I just post it in there. There's not really any real regulations about that for social media, but I have it in there just in case. Yeah.
Go ahead, Monica.
Break, and then when we come back, Levi, do you have time to talk about maybe the first 5 playlists one should put together, or the first 10 videos, or how to get started here?
That's probably part of his tips.
Well, yeah, I'm here for y'all. So
actually, we got the tips yet. I forgot. Let's take a break. We're going to get to the tips.
Yes.
Levi Lassick, he is the king of YouTube and has really, in an organic and authentic way, created a path for all of us to earn business through YouTube. So, Jen,
but it's purposeful. Yeah. What's that?
Get us back on track here.
Yeah, right. But I think also, Levi, what I'm hearing from you, it is authentic, like Monica's saying, but it's also very purposeful. Like, you are running this. You created the business first and you're running it strategically. So give us some tips on, as real estate agents, we have a YouTube channel. We don't maybe have a ton of subscribers, but how do we get leads from that? What do we do?
Yeah, you have to be extremely intentional and strategic. I love to say you can hyperlearn any subject in 60 days because of the amount of information out there and the age we live in right now. So, I mean, if you want to be the best postcard marketer on the planet, if you actually studied postcard marketing for the next 60 days, you could do that and probably be better than 99% of the agents. So,
same
with YouTube. I mean, the information is out there. There's YouTube marketing books. Now, I bought them all. I bought like 8 or 9 of them. I narrowed it down to 2, which was YouTube Secrets and YouTube Formula. Those are the 2 books. Other than our own that is coming out in February, we do have a book, Passive Prospecting, which we have coming out in February, which that
so
is-
So just get that, right? Because that'll pull from everything.
Well, it's really going to help you break down, well, in the first 9 chapters, I break down the principles of why YouTube is so important and why it's so powerful over every other platform. And I believe just in marketing in general, I'm not saying that don't do anything else. I'm just saying that if you're going to be in business more than a year or longer, you need to incorporate YouTube. And this is not just for real estate agents, it's for any business owner. Mm-hmm. So the first 9 chapters are the principles. We compare a lot of traditional marketing versus marketing on YouTube and why it's so powerful. Then the last 5 chapters of the book, I'm actually breaking down the whole process for you to start your own channel, build it out, how to research, you know, how to create content, how to shoot videos. I mean, I explain that as in-depth as much as possible in the book with pictures, snapshots from our channel, from the back-end analytics, all of that so they can get the best visual possible. I mean, that right there, I imagine the book's probably going to be, let's say, $20-$25. Mm-hmm. I mean, for that amount of value in that book is priceless for that. So the thing is that if you don't do that, you want to start right now, you don't want to wait till February, go out and you've got to do some research. First of all, you have to, what I like to say is that if YouTube like a hobby, it'll pay you like a hobby. If you treat it like a business, it'll pay you like a business. Mm-hmm. So most people get on these social platforms and don't understand them. They just get started, which there's something about that. I mean, I admire that.
Just I feel personally attacked, Levi.
Yes, well, we'll argue with you. She'll fight.
Yeah, well, look, hey, I admire anybody that takes action, but I also recommend just taking a step back first and understanding, researching, getting a good, not analysis paralysis. Don't do that, but get in a research, have a deadline to where, okay, I'm going to study this for the next 30, 60 days. Mm-hmm. And while I'm studying that, I'm going to build out a business plan, actually treat a social platform, whichever one you want to get started on, as a marketing opportunity, as a marketing platform, and understanding how it works at first and foremost. Then once you build out your plan, you're going to understand through your research, what videos to shoot, when you should shoot them, how consistent should you be? How many times per week do you want to publish? So all of that should be laid out before you ever hit record, because you don't want to record one video and then feel lost after that. Or you get so excited and you publish it. And then guess what happens? Life happens, health happens, real estate happens, family happens, and then nothing happens. And you don't post anything for the next 4 or 5 weeks, and that will kill your channel quicker than anything. So research, plan, film. And then once you film, I always recommend people film at least a month's worth in advance. So if you're going to publish 3 videos a week, film 12 videos first. Mm-hmm. Have them done, edited, scheduled, because when you publish the first video, you're already a month ahead.
Right.
And it gives you that entire month to film your next month's worth of content. And so by the time that month, full month publishes, you have another month scheduled out. And mm-hmm. guess what that allows you to do? To start working on your next month. So if you can do that, and then if something happens, life, health, or maybe you take a vacation, then you're still ahead 3 weeks instead of trying to just publish something every single week and always feeling behind.
Right.
And then you can get back on track. But this is why this last year, 2022, we went to 25 conferences and we spoke at half of them. The other half, we were there just to meet people and build relationships and network and learn. And so we were able to do right under $100 million in business and still being gone to 25 conferences in addition to that. And so we didn't have to be in our business every single day because the videos were constantly working for us. And that's the whole concept of passive prospecting. Most people that get in trouble with their families or especially when they're on vacation or don't, you know, the spouse is always like, you don't take any time off. It's usually because they feel guilty about not generating leads and not, being in their business. But when you have a channel working for you constantly and not just 24/7, YouTube doesn't take time. YouTube makes time. Not only does it make you time, it compounds your time. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like, in 1 month, our channel has watched 11,800 hours in 1 month. You divide that by 24 hours in a day. That's 1.34 years. So in 1 month, our channel prospected for us 1.34 years.
Wow.
And so, that's why we're able to do the amount of business we're doing, is because it's not just us shaking hands and kissing babies. It's not just us making phone calls for 2 hours a day. It is getting a multiple compound of our time, because the videos can be viewed by 100, 1,000, 10,000 people at one time. I don't care if you had a team of 20 inside sales reps, you would never be able to make the amount of phone calls still, because those salespeople can only call one person at one time. And so the videos are just...
Well, they may not even be calling the people that are... I mean, I make a ton of phone calls every day, but there's only a few leads out of that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so this is like, it's the right people coming to your channel.
Inbound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all inbound. Yeah.
Well, Levi, I know the book's coming out, but if people want to engage with you before that, how can they engage with you?
Yes. Yeah, passiveprospecting.com is our website. You can sign up to be notified as soon as we release the book. And we'll be, for the people that do sign up, we'll be running some very specific contests, a lot of good stuff. I plan to give away a lot, tons of camera equipment, microphones, all kinds of stuff, just so we really want to push out the sales on that within the first week. and see if we can hit a bestseller list. You know,
that's awesome. Yeah.
We're going to buy a handful of books so we can give them to our listeners. Will you come back, promote it when you're launched?
Of course.
Settle down a little bit after the launch for you.
Yeah, of course.
And if people do have a referral for you in Dallas, do they go to that same place or is there a different place they should connect with you for that?
They can email info@livingindallastx.com and, you know, our team will pick it up and be happy to help out. So info@livingindallastx.com.
This is like so much nuggets, so many good nuggets here.
I wish I had thought of this 20 years ago. Well, it wasn't.
Well, now you know, Monica.
I should start it right now. I'm going to do it. I absolutely love it. Real quick, did you say what your cadence is? Every 30 days, 12 videos? Is that what you said? Or did I make that up?
Well, I was using that as an example, but I do 3 videos a week. And so we've been pretty consistent on that. Some people do 2, some people do 1, some do 1 every other month. I mean, you ultimately want to have some consistency in the beginning. I think quantity and consistency in the beginning is very good. Your quality is usually not going to be great in the beginning. Nobody really usually comes out, I'm not saying you can't, but they usually don't come out making awesome videos, great quality audio. You know, you kind of figure that stuff out. So just get through that. The more you do it in the beginning, the more of a muscle memory you're going to develop. And so it's going to be a lot easier. So I always recommend at least 3 videos a week for as long as possible until you really find your groove and get comfortable. And then that's whenever you start getting really creative and thinking about how to improve. And ultimately, the ultimate goal you should have with YouTube is to get better, you know, just get better every video. Right.
Is there a category of video that is watched more than others? Because I know you do different playlists. Yeah.
Well, we do all kinds, but there's 4 main types. I mean, the vlog video, actually taking people out in the neighborhoods and showing them around, because anybody can go on an iBuyer platform and look at the inside and the outside of a house, but they can't see the house across the street, the house next door, the pool down the street, the community center, you know, the Chipotle around the corner, all the important stuff.
Yum.
So, yeah. So that map tours, I was very surprised by doing map tours. What I mean by is just simply getting on a screen share and walking people around a map of your suburb or your city or the neighborhood.
Wow.
And anybody can do that online themselves too, but they can't get your stories and your perspective. And so that's what people love about that. And then also, pros and cons. Our number one video on our channel is We Can't Stand Dallas. So we're talking to people into moving to Dallas by telling them how much we don't like it, you know? So,
that's awesome.
Unfortunately, right now, a lot of negativity on YouTube gets a lot of views, you know?
Yeah.
On YouTube, you see every thumbnail has fire and brimstone, and everything's burning and crashing. And you're like, but home prices still increased this last time. I mean, appreciation and value still increased this last month, but everyone keeps saying that. So it is what it is, but I tend to stick on the positive side. I've made like 3 negative videos, I can't stand Dallas. That was really, we were talking about the cons of Dallas, but of course we were like, well, look, you know, we've been here our whole lives. Clearly it's not terrible enough for us to make us move away. Any area is going to do that. So, you know, in that list videos, top 5 suburbs, top 6 neighborhoods, top 7 this, top 8 that, people like list videos. And we don't say, we always reference a website or something where we find that ranking. So it's not us. We don't want to get in any trouble with.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Fair housing or something. So we say, hey, recent article came out from Money Magazine or niche.com or something. And they're listing these as the top 6 neighborhoods in Dallas, Texas right now.
Yeah.
You know, and then
let's see what you think or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think. Or then at the end, I'll say, well, in my opinion, mostly accurate. All these neighborhoods are really good, blah, blah, blah. Give a little opinion piece at the end or so, but you don't want to steer anything like that. So the main thing is that anytime we reference that top this or best of this or something like that, we put a little disclaimer on there.
Love it.
That makes
classic
sense.
Levi Lassick. I love this so much, Levi. You are helping people show them a different way to lead generate. And this is what Jen and I fight about every freaking week.
Well, and both of us are pro passive income. So be sure to check out the Passive Prospecting book, the Passive Prospecting website. And if you're an agent and you want to find out how to partner with Monica and I so we can help you grow your business, feel free to reach out by calling or texting at 513-400-4400. 1691. Levi, thank you so much. It was awesome.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye. See you. See you next time, Jen.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Fight Club podcast. Make sure to hit the subscribe button so you get updates when new episodes are available. And we truly love feedback and would appreciate all likes, reviews, and suggestions for future topics.
This is going to be the largest transfer of market share we've ever seen between agents in history.
KGCI Real Estate On Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
You treat your buyers just like you do a seller. You get a consultation, you pitch, and you compete for the value you will deliver for the fee you're willing to accept.
Stay informed, stay prepared. Depend on KGCI Real Estate On Air.